Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fred. This is the second video I'm going to put out with his donation. Before I sat down to come up with a topic today and look through my favorite source for topics, the MGTOW subreddit, someone contacted me and asked me if I knew any other forums, because the MGTOW subreddit had actually been deleted. So it's gone. 120 to 130,000 subscribers. All gone. And then someone opened the MGTOW 2 subreddit, and that's gone as well. Then the third and fourth and fifth one as well. All banned. They want us gone from Reddit permanently. A couple of weeks ago I heard from Red Pillars and MGTOWs being banned from the Dead Bedroom subreddits, because apparently we're telling guys that were going through tough relationships that it was okay to walk away from the horror and go your own way. The moderators don't want that option to be there for men. They hate us and they want us gone. Reddit is going through a final push to get rid of us, unlike YouTube, which lets channels like Undead Chronic and Hammerhand return after they've been banned. The worst part was I went to the incel subreddit after the MGTOW one was pulled down, and the incels were insulting us and saying it was a good thing they were finally gone. Women posted there too, agreeing with those incels. If incels were a threat, even after some of them went berserk, Elliot Rogers styles, then why wouldn't women want to take them down? I guess the women don't mind thirsty men obsessed over them that give them attention. I also saw Blue Pill men saying good riddance. I mentioned to Terrence Pop that it was gone and he mentioned he hadn't been there for a year longer. Joker mentioned it was a rowdy place and he'd been banned from posting on the MGTOW number one subreddit and then he went over to the second one. To answer everyone's questions about where we can go to post new content on a forum, I suggest goingyourownway.com, which I recommended back in the day when we had a choice between it and MGTOW.com. MGTOW.com is also gone as well. I also spoke to Amir over at MGTOW.TV and he says guys can neither go to MGTOW Cafe, and he's working on putting it up onto MGTOW.TV. To those of you out there listening that keep canceling us and thinking this will deter us, and others like me, you better hope and pray that Bitcoin doesn't get over 120 or 130,000 in the next 6 months, and I have enough money to build a virtual sex system, starting next fall. You don't back a wild animal into a corner with no outlets. The mystery link will also show you guys what happens when you try. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to everyone in the entire world trying to erase MGTOW as an idea clown world show. As I was saying, go ahead and keep pushing us underground, and you'll see what happens. If we can't spread MGTOW philosophy, then we'll start spreading MGTOW technology. And that will have the same effect of freeing men, but there won't be any way to attack it politically. The Achilles heel for those trying to censor us is they don't understand the consequences of new technologies. The internet is a perfect example. People never thought that YouTube would be used as commentary channels that teach critical thinking. They thought that YouTube would end up becoming nothing but cat videos. And they laughed at it because of that in the beginning. They didn't expect someone like Barbarossa to come up with going your own way content. The subreddit was taken down for hate speech, but the Red Pill subreddits for women are still there, and they're full of hate towards men, especially the female dating strategies one. They have no issues abusing men and making life more difficult for us. But God forbid we just want to be left alone. Maybe everyone in the West will be following the lead of China, which is trying to ban the lying flat movements. But the cat is out of the bag, and people heard about it and are spreading the idea all over the internet. That's why the government over there is working on its own camera network and will have smartphones spy on people and record every word they say, even when the power's off. So why do they keep censoring us? Why do they hate us so much? It all comes down to a slogan which should be put on a t-shirt, which is, they hate us cause they can't tame us. Not only that, but they're also now blaming us for their own bitchy and catty behavior, and because they're forced to become competitive with each other, because there aren't enough good quality men out there. Someone called the Maniac posted this, and I quote, just as I was about to give this gender studies professor some respect for realizing that women aren't sugar and spice and everything nice, he pulls the scarcity of good women is partly to blame. Are you effing kidding me? Well, this is coming from a gender studies professor from a university I have never heard of. So maybe he isn't kidding. But anyway, continuing on, the dude said that in a woman's mind, by being more bitchy and neurotic, she becomes more competitive than her less bitchy and neurotic peers. But the biggest question is, why is this blamed on men? Maybe if there aren't enough good men to go around, these women should settle for good enough men. But no, not with the hypergamy running rampant and their desire for the tingles. The men haven't gone anywhere. They're still there. It's just that they don't exist in their world. Or in recent and coming years, you don't exist in theirs. More and more men are going their own way because we are sick and tired of the BS that comes along with relationships. Heck, I saw the BS that comes along with a relationship from a long way away, which is why I never got into one, unquote. I wasn't all that shocked to hear that men are to blame for women not having good dating prospects. So work harder, slave, because mama needs a new pair of shoes. I am, however, shocked that there are male gender studies professors allowed to teach at the universities. He's a man teaching mostly women about how bad men are. So in a way, it makes sense that he's blaming men for women's problems. That's him virtue signaling that he's a good little male feminist. For the second half of this video, I want to discuss a recent article from Aaron Cleary that I put in the description about how the red pill won. He discusses Stardust and mentions he's been binge-watching his content recently. Meanwhile, back in the day, he used to hate Stardust as well as Barbarossa, and doxed both of them by putting their pictures up. Now he's agreeing with the ideas. Apology accepted, Aaron. We don't recruit men, we just wait for them to arrive. So Aaron discusses the red pill rage, a phrase that I coined back in 2014, and he believes that the red pill rage is not something most guys go through now, because we've spared them from this pain. He says that in the future, men will no longer be confused about female nature, and what we've accomplished is no minor feat. But I feel the rage has shifted from the red pill variety for men that spent 15 to 20 years of their lives wasted in relationships such as myself, to the black pill rage, which is replacing the red pill rage for many. Many incels hate us because they reject what we worship that they just can't have. But will these men shrug off their thirst and achieve at 30 what most of these red pill men from 20 years ago achieved by 50? Or will they have their own cross to bear? Aaron says those men will never suffer even a fraction of what their forefathers did. All they have to do is question female nature and find a library of material left over from the red pill pioneers. Women gave the average red pill man a divorce and destroyed his life 10 to 20 years ago, but the man still got sex. Many of today's men are thirsty and will never get to put their carrots up a woman's schwing-schwang, because women are bending over and giving them the stick instead. Clary is right that in order to have the red pill rage, you have to be lied to. But many young men are being kept in a state of suspended adolescence by women that actually blackpill them by rejecting them. Some of those men that are lucky enough to date and have sex, they end up going through the red pill rage stage 2.0. You can't feel this until you date. The first red pill rage is a conscious awakening to female nature, and that can be triggered by consuming content. But the red pill rage 2.0 can only be had by consuming a cooch. As much as I hate coining the terms red pill rage 1 and 2, and hate the constant censorship demonetization by YouTube, having the MGTOW subreddit destroyed in a way, all of these hardships harden my resolve, and force me to adapt to the gynocentric world with Borg-like precision. All our opponents know how to do is censor. They're not smart enough to realize that the more roadblocks they put up, the smarter we become, and the more we learn about them, our enemy. The MGTOW subreddit is the third one that was nuked since I went my own way. The first was MGTOW Forums back in 2014. Then the next one was MGTOW.TV, which faded into obscurity, and at one time, it was actually the happening place to be. I'm sure there's going to be a new place that can't be censored or erased. Or maybe the persons that set it up will get tired of it and close it the way that MGTOW Forums was shut down and back in 2014. In that case, it was a case of MGTOW self-hatred. Much the same way that Better Bachelor was banned from the MGTOW Reddit for criticizing some of the risque stuff that was being posted there. He knew it was only a matter of time before it was taken down completely because it was being disrespectful. But Better Bachelor is being throttled on YouTube, even though he's trying to play nice, and as I've mentioned to him on Aaron Clary's livestream, Red Pill YouTube channels have about 6 months to a year worth of growth, and then they're typically slowly throttled into oblivion as views and revenue and subscribers disappear. The idea is to build up a following on YouTube and then move over to other platforms. But the hatred towards MGTOW is now also coming from governments like the one here in Kyrgyzstan, and I don't know how long I'll be able to create content in Canada if they introduce new hate speech legislation in a few months. Joker says that when the establishment prevents men from venting their frustrations, men will just go someplace else instead of giving up and following mainstream media and ideas again. That's why everyone hates us, because we refuse to go along with the pussy worship narrative, and why we won't validate women and give them our attention and pension. While most men won't go crazy if they're not in love, most women can't stay sane without receiving the love of a man or a child. That's her barometer for self-worth. If no one loves her, then many women see themselves as worthless. That's why you have the equivalent of MGTOW being something like female dating strategy, where women teach other women how to extract resources from us as efficiently as possible. Meanwhile, MGTOW teaches a man how to avoid having his resources extracted by women. So now that Reddit has banned the MGTOW subreddit, what alternatives are out there? You can go over to Ruckus as well, spelled RUQQUS.com, and type MGTOW in the search. Or once again, you can go over to goingyourownway.com. First, they quarantine the MGTOW subreddit for being toxic and filled with hate, and then they ban it. But again, female dating strategies can be as hateful as it wants, and nothing will happen. Speaking of quarantining MGTOW and COVID, oftentimes when you test a new drug or vaccine, you want to have a control group that doesn't get the drug to see if the drug makes any difference. As far as I'm concerned, MGTOW is the marriage control group. We get the placebo instead of the pussy. Just like women hate it when men go their own way and keep their resources, it seems the vax pushers hate when chunks of the population refuse to get the jab. I suspect that's the case because if something horribly goes wrong, people will be onto the scam that those that didn't get the jab ended up being healthier in the long run, and that the population at large will see that and stop trusting the pharmaceutical business entirely. But if everyone gets jabbed and something bad happens, then they'll blame something else like a virus mutation. That's why women want all men to be blue-pilled, because if there are red-pill men in the control group, women will realize that the cooch-free cure is better than the love disease. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fred for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that everyone wants to smash the MGTOW community, but not in a good way. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that want to create a monopoly on men's ability to speak about women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.